Quick-witted and loved by Melbourne? That's Fifi, Fev and Byron. The only thing quicker and more loved? Ultra-fast NBN on supercharged speed with iPrimus. Plus 1 month free for a limited time. Visit iPrimus.com.au.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Box.
Time for the tradies to shine.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
Tradioke time. This is your chance if you're a tradie and you've got some pipes to sing to Melbourne. I mean, the listeners that are in the car right now that will hear you, you could be undiscovered talent.
Probably won't.
Daryl Braithwaite might be in a car having a listen right now. You never know. Mark Holden, Dicko.
Mark Holden could be listening. We can't guarantee it.
Anyway, we do have Ten Beats, who's a plumber from One Turner. Hi, Ten Beats.
Hi, how you going this morning?
Hey. Yeah, great, Ten Beats. Ten Beats, do you have much experience?
Yeah, I've done a few shows here and there.
Oh, this is fantastic. Are you actually on the tools at the moment, or are you heading out to work?
Nah, sitting out the front of site, start in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Perfect timing. That's why Tradioke's so well-timed.
Now, what are you going to be singing for us, 10 Beats?
I'll be singing Sweat by Inner Circle. Oh.
So don't sing it yet. This is just so everyone can get around that classic jam. Sort of.
Wow.
The lyrics are quite offensive. Anyway, let's hear what 10 Beats has to offer. Rip it up, 10 Beats.
I've been watching you a la 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 long, a la 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 long, 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 long. Come on, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, 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 long. Hey, standing across the room, I saw you smile. Said I want to talk to you for a little while. But before I make my move, my emotions start running wild. My tongue gets tied, and that's no lie. I'm looking in your eyes.
Wow. Okay, no, that's enough.
I thought that was great. No, 10 Beats. That was a bit of reggae for the morning. I enjoyed that.
Bit of R&B Tuesday.
Yeah, well done.
I wonder what all the other guys on the work site are thinking when he's just punched that out.
Where is the site, 10 Beats? Where are you working right now?
Hawthorne East.
There you go. Shout out.
10 Beats, you're about to get out of your car, head over on site and get a standing ovation.
You reckon?
That was outstanding.
10 Beats.
Now we've got a duo, Evan and Denzel in Altona. Chippies, how are you, Evan and Denzel?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, great. Oh, this is good. We're in the mood for a duet. What song are you going to sing for us, boys?
Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley.
Okay, so don't sing yet, but there we go. It wasn't originally recorded as a duet by Tradies. So this should be interesting, Keith.
I'm so looking forward to this. Okay, Evan and Denzel, Chippies in Altona, take it away.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I say, would it be a sin if I can help falling in love with you?
There we go.
I thought that was brilliant. Fev, you've gone very quiet. Come on. The guys did a great job.
The boys mustn't have much work on, hey?
A duet, a wonderful duet there. The Chippies in Altona doing a great job.
I loved it, boys. And finally, Jake, Carpet Tyler in Greensboro. Jake, what are you going to sing for
us
this morning?
It's a tough job, Boxy, Carpet Tyler.
The classic of classics, people. What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
That's great, by Louis
Armstrong.
Jake, I love this.
This is one of the great classics. And I think to myself, very gravelly voice, Louis. What a
wonderful world. I can play this on the piano.
Can you?
I wish I had it. I'd accompany you, Jake.
Okay. But Jake's already lost it.
Here we go. Jake, give us a bit of Louis Armstrong.
All right, this is for you, Brittany. Love you, baby.
Shout outs.
I see trees of green, red roses too,
I've seen them blue for me and you, and I picture myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue,
another verse,
and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark day and night, and I think to myself,
if we had a winner, that would be it.
So good.
Are you for real?
That would be the winner.
That was the worst one we've had.
Oh, that was Jake, boo. He has no idea what he's doing. Hang on a second. He impersonated Louis Armstrong. Perfect pitch.
Are you for real?
I'm serious. I don't think you've heard the original song yet.
And that wraps it up.
You're a tradie and you're good at karaoke. Call us now for tradie.
I thought they were all outstanding.
That was one of the best we've ever had.
Thank you so much, Jake. Matt, shout out. Who are you working with, carpet tiling?
Uni Flooring Resources.
Brilliant.
I think
you've
you're
done
a real
them
talent
proud.
There, Jake.
There you go. Our tradioke returns at the same time next week.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
I've come to the conclusion that I think the Logies are trying to get rid of the Logies. Okay, here's my theory, Fev. So firstly, there was letting Australia's premier city, Melbourne, lose the right to have the Logies. Right. So there it is. It's up on the Gold Coast, so no one's going already. And then the announcement yesterday that it's moved from April or May, where it, you know, usually hovers around Easter, it's now going to be on July 1. Well, if they thought that through, because July 1
school holidays, Boxy,
is the first day of the school holidays. Mm. So I imagine most television presenters with children are probably on holiday. That makes no sense. Not only that, even your viewers are on holiday.
They've cooked it.
It's done.
They're gone. It's a boring night anyway. You've been.
Yeah. It's hosted it.
Oh, you hosted it?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. She did host it.
With Husey. Well, Husey's coming up soon. We'll have a chat. Remember
wow.
that.
Was it good?
Just got up and had
did
a
Did you
chat.
Nail it? A couple
I
of gags?
Okay.
A couple of skits?
Tried. Do you know what? I did it and there
they
was
might
no...
need you back.
No.
Brooke Butler's from the Gold Coast.
I don't want to be hosting the Logies ever in my life.
You go Brooke Butler.
You're right. Brooke Butler, my character on Neighbours, was from the Gold Coast.
Good tie-in.
Great tie-in.
That's right. It's a good opportunity to go back to Neighbours.
Yeah, no, but I reckon it's gone, Boxy. No one's going to watch it. People
are
on holidays.
Crazy. Well, you said even this morning, I said to you, I think the Logies are cooked, and you said, no, I'll be going. And I said, Fev, it's on July 1. And you went, no, I'll be in Bali.
Yeah, so, I'll be gone.
You're not going. None of us are going.
No
but
chance.
It reminds me of. And
unless
I'm
up for one, for Neighbours.
Footy show. I doubt it.
Probably footy show.
Remember when I was on the shortlist for Best Actress for Neighbours?
Yeah.
And I got overlooked.
I think you're on the long list and didn't make the shortlist.
I think we might have publicly campaigned to get FIFA Logie, and then when it didn't work out, we just kept very quiet.
I mean, usually the Logies, the game you play with the Logies is to watch who wins and keep a tally of what networks are winning all the Logies. Mm. This year, the game is going to be who turns up. Honestly, you'll be looking to go, gee, Scotty Cam didn't have much on, did he? The kids didn't want a holiday. Like, who is going to... But And
you'll
look,
find out who the real
needy
yes,
television people
yes,
are.
Yes, yeah, because they're the only people that'll be going.
Well, do you know what? We'll probably know who's winning the big awards because they'll be the only people there.
Only people there.
Very good point.
Up. The big dogs won't go.
No.
It reminds me of when you've held a party or a gathering or whatever and nobody's turned up because of your timing.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? It's like when I get invited. Like, we get, obviously, and a lot of people do, summer holidays. You get the school holidays after Christmas, New Year's. The number of mates I've got who have weddings in that time.
Don't do it.
I've missed my cousin's weddings. Because I'm on holiday. I go. I'm out of here.
People that get married on, like, grand final day.
There you go.
Stupid.
Who's going to that? 13, 10, 60. In sympathy with the Logies, which we're predicting this is the end,
yeah,
they're over.
They're done.
When has no one turned up?
Oh,
what
God.
Did you plan?
Do you remember that time where Thorno and I did a sportsman's night and a comic night out at Werribee Golf
That's
Club
right.
for my mum? And no one turned up and she got sacked?
That's right.
Not funny, I mean, but
that,
sort of
that
funny.
Like that?
Yeah.
I know. That, I mean, you turned up and your mum still got sacked.
Did yeah. you still get paid for that?
Yeah.
Just checking. 13, 10,
Dave did.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call. It's like everyone's worst fear. but has it actually
come
true?
Yeah, when has no one turned up and you thought to yourself, oh, I've really stuffed this. Of course, nobody's in town.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
The Logies, TV's Night of Nights. We've got this conspiracy theory.
It was the Night of Nights.
That the organisers actually want to get rid of it. I just feel like there's some boardroom and there's some boss who's going, guys, just make the Logies go away. So what's happened is they've punted it up to the Gold Coast. So it's up there, already difficult for people to go to. Sure. A lot of people are going to drop off. A lot of actors, TV presenters. And then they've changed it from May or April, wherever it was around Easter.
Yep.
It's now on July 1st. And I will remind you, the school holidays start on July 1st. So everybody's gone away with their kids, as they should.
Remember Hamish and Andy used to do a Logie spit roast? I'm sure they've cancelled that. Oh, they're not going to bother doing their pre-Logies.
Well, they probably won't because they're not on radio anymore.
Well, they have to be on the radio to do that?
They might do it on their podcast.
Probably pretty silly.
Who knows?
I mean, actually, Hamish and Andy doing their spit roast is probably the only thing that would save the Logies at this point. But I'm tipping no one's turning up to that. And if they are, they're just the gold Logie winner and the silver Logie winner.
Absolutely.
There'll be two people at that event.
Or people that want a job.
Exactly, or really needy. That's where, as Fev said, that's where you'll find out who's desperate to be on television.
Yes.
So we've just asked the question, when did nobody turn up?
You get the Bachelor Paradise people there.
You will every reality show. They might as well call it the Logies Reality Edition.
It's actually going to be hosted by Jared, the guy that runs the winery.
Gabby in Frankston. Hi,
Osher.
Gabby.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Gabby. Did you plan a function and nobody turned up?
Well, it was actually my uncle's wedding. He lives in Queensland and he made it on Christmas Eve.
He's saving money.
What was he thinking?
Well, I think his partner's family were all up there, so they just made it then for Christmas. But, only my dad went from our side of the family.
Yeah, of course. You're not giving up your Christmas Eve at home.
It's unbelievable. And maybe the function centre is cheaper on Christmas Eve, you could say.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? People go for the cheaper days, but you risk nobody coming.
That's what I'll do, Boxy. When I get married again to Schnooksy, it'll be overseas because less people will go.
Good point.
Yeah, but you've still got to pay. You've got to go overseas.
No, but we'll be going on holiday anyway.
Oh, okay. Just
so then you have it over there and you go, oh, we're going to get married in Norway or somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
And then
I'll still come.
No, you will. You will not.
I'll find a way.
People won't come because it'll be too expensive.
You're right.
We'll be like, we really want you to be there for the special day.
That is a separate phoner to talk to Melbourne about. Mm. What about all people that get married overseas at the moment? I've got a girlfriend that's heading over to Bali for about the fourth time in a year because all her friends are getting married in Bali. Can we just get married locally?
So that's easy a very good point.
No, I'm going to get married overseas.
All right, we'll make
Jacob in Gisborne. Hi, Jacob.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Jacob, did you plan a party and no one turned up?
Yeah, so I had my 18th party on the weekend, but it was the weekend back from schoolies.
Oh. So you saying all your mates, well, they were partied out. They didn't bother coming.
Yeah, so they all got back the Friday and I had it on the Saturday, so they're all still...
Oh,
mate. Yeah, they're out of it.
You need new mates.
Are you going to reschedule maybe? Try again?
Oh, no, I just went out to the city that night and just got a bit loose.
Yeah,
why not? Fair enough, Jacob.
I mean, to make it up to you, Jacob, we could send you to the Logies if you wanted to go. I don't think many other people are going.
That sounds pretty good.
There we go.
So we'll lock him in. So we've got a Logies reporter.
I'd have to get the tickets, etc.
A lot of producers are shaking their heads out there.
I'd have to do first, Byron. Jessica in Ringwood. Hi, Jess.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Like the Logies of 2018. Did no one turn up to your event?
Yes. My 21st birthday.
Jess, that's harsh. Why?
My birthday is the 3rd of January. I invited my entire family, all of my friends, probably around 100 people. I had about 10 people show up.
Jess, it's just the timing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, New Year's, people go away.
Happens every year, every birthday.
People honestly have to start timing conception. Because anything around Christmas, New Year's is not going to work out. You're actually disadvantaging your child.
Lulu's birthday is a couple of days before Christmas.
Oh, Fev, you didn't think that through. Poor Lulu.
No, I didn't. I was just excited.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
Fev, it's been that long since you've done a list.
I know, and it had to be done today because the highlight of yesterday for me personally was Fergie attempting the American anthem at the All-Star Game.
Was that when you sat down and watched the All-Star Game on ESPN?
I was thinking, you know what I need today? Some footy, some gridiron.
Well, it's actually basketball.
I need some basketball. and I need to watch the basketball. And what a treat, Fergie singing the anthem. Well, this will go well, won't it?
It all got a bit sort of boop boop.
It gets worse than that. Have you got the really bad bit?
No, that's the worst bit.
No, that bit where she screams.
There's a worse bit.
Yeah, we both think there's a worse bit.
But that's okay. She cooked it.
I don't have it.
So she played it before.
Baby, he's got a lift this morning.
Fifi's list.
I've got a list.
Dave
okay,
just sent
so,
an invoice in.
Here we go. So I have a list of the worst anthem performances of all time. If you think Fergie's was bad, and it is, it even got worse than that, but if you think it was bad, have a listen to these. This was in the year 2000. We're going
surely
back.
Surely there's nothing worse.
Okay, well, what do you think of this, Fev? The year 2000, Steven Tyler at the Indianapolis 500.
Wow.
Is he some sort of rocker?
Aerosmith. He's a legend.
Oh, there you go. You know. That's why he did that. At least there was a point to it.
Sticking with the American anthem, there was Carl Lewis. Now, Carl Lewis
as
is
in
a
the sprinter.
Yeah, at the NBA Finals in 1993. Gosh, I've already gone into the archives here. He had a crack at the anthem and he needed to start it again.
Oh, say can you see and the Rockets red flag. Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free.
I don't think we've ever said this and it means more. Stay in your lane, Carl.
Yeah. Well,
literally.
Literally
that.
Stay in your lane, champion.
Imagine the conversation was going, guys, I can sing. I'll give this a crack. And somebody else who should never have been singing the anthem was comedian Roseanne Barr. This was at the San Diego Padres game in 1990.
We just lost listeners.
She got booed.
She did.
It's
she
all in the same
horrendous.
Spot.
Like,
the land of the free.
When you're going to sing an anthem, just sing it. It's such a great song. I get into it when I watch American sport. But these people are trying to really put their own little ingredients on it, aren't they? A little
but
spin.
Also, Fev, if you're going to sing an anthem, get the lyrics, the words right.
Well, because, Carl didn't do that.
Because this isn't the American anthem, but it was only a couple of years ago in 2014. Remember, the Australian anthem was sung by an Argentinian tenor at the Rugby World Championship. Have a listen to him attempt our anthem.
Was he singing Play With Our Toys?
Baby, he's got a lift this morning.
Fifi's list on the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, the Fox.
I have wondered, whilst I've watched Sophia Richie, Lionel's daughter, getting about with Scott Disick, the ousted, banished Kardashian boyfriend. We all know father to Kourtney's kids and persona non grata with the Kardashians and Jenners these days. He's been kicking around with Sophia for, I'm going to say, a few months now. Because he seems to have flings, really quick flings.
Okay.
And it looks like that
seems
might be more
here.
Of a solid relationship.
She looks so much like Kourtney.
Well, who?
His girlfriend.
Sophia
Richie.
Don't you reckon?
No.
A little bit?
Nothing.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, maybe do a little Instagram poll on that
she
one.
She looks a little like Lionel Richie. I mean,
well, you'd hope so.
Yeah, exactly. but anyway, so Lionel has finally broken his silence.
Lionel Richie?
He's broken his silence.
It's just an excuse to play Lionel Richie.
No. He didn't have much to say about his daughter's relationship, but when pressed, he said, look, when you're 19, you know everything. Is it going to be for life? Look, right now it's just a phase and I'm going to stand real still in the corner, get me a good drink and not make too much noise. I love that. For a few reasons. is basically said, I'm biting my tongue. I'll let her play this out, but it's just a phase. I reckon everybody at some stage in their life has had a parent say about one of their relationships, this is just a phase.
What is this phase then? If it is a phase for Sophia, what would you call it?
It's a
growth. You just got to learn. It's the same with me and Mia. She's just a phase.
Do you think Josh is a phase?
Just a phase.
Your 18-year-old daughter's boyfriend is a phase?
Just a phase.
It's an extraordinary thing to say.
Because it is.
No, just see, this is the thing, Bev. I worry that what happens down the track, like when they're celebrating their 20-year anniversary, and you'll go, remember when I thought it was a phase? I'd love to hear from anyone, and Lionel Richie certainly wouldn't want to hear this, but have you ended up marrying your phase? Have your parents, like you've brought home, I'm going to use some stereotypes here. I imagine if as a girl, have brought home like a heavily tattooed guy
and
a parent's gone, yeah, like Alex's mum, oh, please let this be a phase.
And then we got divorced and she's like, thank God, and now we're back together. She's like, Jesus.
Covered in tats from all the different clubs he's played for, the different premierships, the Wonga Park Pigeons tat, the Deer Park tat.
Park Pigeons? I didn't live with Fifi.
Whatever they're bloody called.
Did you end up proving your parents wrong? Did you marry your phase?
Okay, 30, good stuff.
1060. Are you still with your phase?
I remember back in the day, Phase.
Is this have we got one?
Did you marry your phase? We'll see how we go. I remember back in the day, and I was engaged very quickly to my American girlfriend. I reckon I probably proposed
within
to
a week.
Her maybe 6 weeks in.
2 weeks.
You,
how'd that go?
Your Fief considered that to be a bit of a
he
phase.
He rang me. I'll tell you exactly what happened. We've been good friends for a long time now. He rang me from LA, and he said, I might not be coming back. I've met a girl, and we're engaged. And I said, Byron, this is a phase. Don't do it.
It ended in divorce.
She's quite cute too.
She was bang on. Whoa. Yeah.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Lionel Richie, he's not dancing on the ceiling. He's standing in the corner. Like what I did there? So Lionel Richie.
Probably should have worked on.
I liked that. What a great segue. Okay. I'll give it the context. Lionel Richie has come out and spoken about his daughter Sophia's relationship with Scott Disick, the father of Kourtney Kardashian's kids. Kris Jenner's gone, good riddance, get him out of our lives. And now Lionel Richie's gone, oh, this guy, why? And his quote.
Anyone else?
His quote was, right now, it's just a phase. I'm going to stand real still in the corner, get me a good drink. And not make too much noise.
So repeat your little gag.
And I said, Lionel's not dancing on the ceiling. He's standing in the corner. Fair, that's called like, I worked on that.
Yeah, I like
anyway,
it.
Anyway,
I like it.
I love the idea of a phase though, because I think that it can be a parent's, the fatal words of, this is just a phase.
Yeah.
Fast forward the wedding, the anniversaries, the children.
Mia's not going through a phase. She has a wonderful boyfriend.
Byron. Phase.
Okay, well,
it's your 18-year-old daughter. He's a good guy.
What if he's listening?
I don't care.
Okay, this is interesting.
He knows.
131060, we have asked the question, did you marry your phase? And maybe your parents are still trying to get over it. Ashley in Melton. Hi, Ash.
Hi.
Ashley, are you with your phase at the moment?
I am. I'm not married or engaged, but we've been together for 5 and a bit years, and my parents pretty much said to me when we first got together, he's just a blonde Justin Bieber looking guy, bit of a pretty boy. But
are they still in denial, Ashley? Are they still hoping that this phase will end soon?
Well, now his phase is dreadlocks, so they just keep thinking his dreadlocks will be a phase and he'll turn back into the pretty boy. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Almost 6 years, Ash. That'd be nearly ring time. You put him under the pump or what?
We keep getting that, but no, we're happy where we are at the moment, so it's okay.
Okay.
What phase will he be going through for the wedding? I mean, what haircut will he have? It's lots of questions.
He's a phase that's got his own phases. James in Point Cook. Hi, James.
James, how are you?
James, are you a phase or are you with a phase?
So my dad thought that I was going through a country girl phase when I first met my partner. Yeah. We're not married. We're engaged. Happily together for 6, going on 7 years, got a beautiful daughter. But it wasn't just a phase, it was love.
Well done.
Did you, out of interest, yeah. James, because I want to ask this question, my mum thinks I'm always in a phase and she has decided to stop telling me that it's a phase because she thinks I fight against it and I go, right, we'll see about that,
right.
I'll prove to you. Did you have a bit of that, James, you want to prove to your dad that she wasn't a phase?
Oh, of course, you know, but when it's love, Faith, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I love what you do, Boxy. So you're in a phase That is a phase, pretending not to be in a phase.
Hang on, I'm in a phase that isn't a phase.
Well, your mum, Pearl, thinks, says, oh, you're in a phase.
Yep.
Yeah, you're with a D-man, it's a phase.
Yeah.
But you're going, I'm not going to...
Let her win.
Right.
She's going, I'm not going to let you win. So she's going to out-phase you because you think it's a phase, but she's actually trying to out-phase you.
Oh, you're right.
So you're both phasing each other.
You're right. You're out-phased by the phase.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
And now I've phased myself.
you've out-phased me. Annie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Annie, are you with your phase?
Yep, 38 years later, I'm still with my phase.
Oh, Annie! Now tell me, why did your parents think that your partner was a phase?
Well, when I was 16, living on a farm, I fell in love with my 24-year-old bus driver, and we started our phase.
Going through a bus driver, a much older bus driver phase.
Yeah, that's it.
And Annie, at any stage over the 38 years, what stage did your parents concede it wasn't a phase and this was, you know, this was the
They'd
one?
They still think it was.
A couple of years ago.
Oh. Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Obviously, our very good mate, who we offended last week, Husey, you said when you came in, I just would have thought you might have made an intro for me.
Yes, absolutely. You had a fair bit of notice.
We did. So, little treat for you.
We've got an intro.
We've got an intro for you.
We worked hard on this.
Here we go.
Husey Tuesday.
Well, I love it. It's you know what? It's succinct. You always, when you do stand-up comedy and you want a quick intro. Some people read out your Wikipedia page. Like if you're doing a corporate gig, they go for like half an hour saying every little thing that happens. So you don't want that. That's quick. Good.
And it's
I'd be
so
stuffed.
It's actually it's so lame that there's a suggestion. Maybe 10 minutes ago, somebody in the studio said to our producer, "Have we got Husey Tuesday's intro?"
Right. Yeah.
And maybe there was a panic.
Yeah.
And then very quickly that was cobbled together. But that would just be a suggestion. I don't believe that would have happened.
I believe that was, there was meetings about that.
Yeah.
Husey Tuesday.
I believe there was a whiteboard and you all had your input as to what we should do with the intro.
Yes.
And especially you, Fev, you know.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Speaking about your show, we were watching Celebrity yesterday or last night.
Yes.
And little Lulu, my 8-year-old, she goes, oh, because you've got Fiona O'Loughlin on tonight.
We do, absolutely.
And she goes, oh, well, this must be old because she's in the jungle. It's the beauty of TV, honey. It was recorded a while ago.
You're not even fooling 8-year-olds, is he?
It's very smart, though, and I appreciate that, Fev. You would have been proud of her at that moment, just thinking her way through that,
wasn't
you?
I was really proud, but then she saw Dave on there going, yeah,
well, exactly.
Good. Great promo.
Yes, Dave Thornton on tonight.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Craig, that was a great promo, great ad. And as you even said last week, that Thorno does such a good impersonation of you. Will you argue one of the best?
Definitely the best. As I've said before, and we had him on our radio show when we were at the other network as well, saying, mate, people are thinking that I'm on Fox, right? So, and if you're going to mention, if you're going to do the impression, you've got to give out my, you know, my details, my website.
Yes.
Let's sell some tickets here. So
he actually sounds better than you at your voice than you.
Mate, that's amazing. I swear to God, the first time I heard it was at Maribyrnong at the Angler's Tavern. It was
a great comedy
competition, and I was a headline special treat act after the comedy competition. He was on last in the competition. He won the competition doing my voice, and I walked on stage, started speaking. I could see there was like 500 people there going, we want the fake Husey. The fake Husey's much better than this guy.
So that's our very own Dave Thornton, our good mate Dave Thornton. Hey, just quickly, Maddie J, the Bachelor star, is going to be on and has some sort of problem.
Yeah, it's a weird one. This is a true story. You'll see it tonight. Matty J, who's a hot dude, obviously, a really nice guy. He won The Bachelor. No, he was The Bachelor.
He was The Bachelor.
Year.
And he's now love.
Yes.
Is he still with her?
Yes.
Yeah. So he hasn't got a problem.
Yeah, with Laura. Yes, absolutely. So his problem is, and he swears it's a true story, and he's gone on TV to tell us, is that when he has a meal at home, rather than putting the food scraps from his plate in the bin, he just tips them straight down the toilet.
What?
Yeah.
Why? That's ridiculous.
He doesn't like having like food scraps in his bin, so he gets his plate, he goes to the toilet, and he just puts them straight in the toilet.
Water they drains. Wouldn't all flush. Surely there'd be, like, roast beef wouldn't flush.
Look, I don't know if he does roast beef.
Well, we'll find out all those answers.
At the end of the day, Yuzi, everything you put in ends up going in there anyway.
Yeah, but it's the consistency that flushes, Fev.
Okay. Right, I like this Lulu logic. It's the Lulu logic here. Yeah. The genes have gone through. He's cutting out the middleman.
This is why you need Fev on your show. It's Hughesy, we have a problem. Back tonight, 8:30. Hughesy is going to hang around.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Every Tuesday, actually, should we play his little...
Yes, please. Yeah, we put a lot of effort into
this. That's what it's there for.
Hughesy Tuesday.
It's Hughesy Tuesday.
Could I put that on my phone as a ringtone for Tuesday, maybe, no?
Sure.
Mate, you'll be coming to look like your dog.
Yeah, I know, I've got very shaggy hair. I know.
Say that to his someone.
Hair, no, because his dog had the hair and he couldn't see over his eyes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got to remember these things. I just thought you called Hughesy a dog.
No, well, I mean, I did. I remember I was walking down in St Kilda with my dog a little while ago, and a guy who looked like he hadn't slept for, he didn't look like he was in the top form of his life. Geez, your dog's ugly. And then looked at me and he looks like you. I mean, I'm not here judging your life. Can you not judge my life?
Hey, you don't need to be heckled walking.
Exactly, mate. I've done well in life.
We were talking earlier on the show about the Logies and the fact that they're not only have they moved to the Gold Coast, that's a story from last year, but then news yesterday that the organisers have moved it from around the Easter period of April, May to July 1st, which is coincidentally the first day of the school holidays. Yeah,
July is late. For an award ceremony that's meant to celebrate 2017, you're almost in 2019. I mean, that's really...
It is. It's the middle of the year.
But also, shows that getting awards could have been axed 18 months ago, basically. So.
But it is strange, isn't it? Because
it's strange.
TV presenters go away with their kids in the July holidays.
My wife wants to take our family to Japan, and then can you book these dates? And then I looked at my diary, and I said, oh, hang on, that's the middle of the Logies. So I don't know, mate. And I don't know. It's in the Gold Coast. And I don't know.
Because you're the highlight. We all agree.
No, you have also hosted the Logies, and it was we hosted together with Adam Hills one year.
That's right.
And you were amazing. You were amazing.
We didn't even know she did it.
I was very ordinary.
No, she hides her light under a bushel. You were amazing.
No, you're very sweet.
We've got it here, actually.
I know what you're going to do, and this is so embarrassing.
Hello, everyone. And can I just start off by saying, wow, I am so excited to be here tonight. I've never even attended the Logies, let alone stood up on stage and help host them. So to be part of a tradition that's included the likes of Bert, Graham, Daryl and Denton, this is a huge honour.
Okay.
Keep it going.
Stop it. That is so cringeworthy.
You'd never attended the Logies.
I'd never been there.
So there's 1,000 people in the room who are going, well, what are you doing there?
Exactly. Who are you? What are you doing?
What year was that?
That was before. See, Fev, being mates with you now, I know you're front-footed and you act like you belong. The last thing you do is stand out there and go, I don't belong. I don't know why I'm here. I actually remember one of the organisers pulling me aside because when I was doing the press beforehand, going, oh, I don't even know why they've asked me. And she said, I really backed you in. Like, I really went in to fight for you. Can you please start owning this?
You just got to own it.
I was very young.
I had this conversation yesterday with Alex and I can't remember who I was with. And I said, geez, I look good.
Yes.
And Alex goes, there's something wrong with you.
No, I agree.
If I keep saying how good I look, even if I don't, people are going to start thinking, well, he looks good.
Mate, I've started
doing
that.
You've got to front
foot it. Yes, I'm taking a leaf out of your book.
Yeah, because people believe.
Absolutely. And you've got to get angry at these homeless guys who disagree with
you. Of course, tonight, make sure you watch him. It's Hughesy, We Have a Problem, back tonight at 8:30 on Channel 10. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
We couldn't have been more excited or happy for our very own Scotty James, Olympic snowboarder last week, as he won his bronze medal up against Sean White, and the country united and cheered. And we're essentially family to Scotty because Tim, his brother, is our producer. And I mean, there's an argument to say we've used Tim to get to Scotty. I mean, you've got to do what you've got to do in radio to cut through. But Timmy, you are back from Korea.
So do we give him the... Do we still have him now, or do we wait another 4 years and get him back? Or?
Oh, I see. Now we've got no reason to have Tim as our producer, because what can we get out of him?
Yeah,
I can come back. I can come back.
Yeah.
Go away for a while, come back.
Yeah, come back.
Welcome.
Now, Timmy, we good morning. We did send you over there to get access to Scotty.
Yes.
You never got that for us.
No.
That was slightly disappointing.
It was hard. Having access to the athletes at the Olympics is really difficult.
It's not an athlete, it's your brother.
But it's a lot of security.
Especially when you're staying in a different state or whatever you were, province.
I mean, you did updates for us. You were stuck at the Seoul train station trying to find out what train to get on to Pyongyang.
Seoul is a lot further away. Seoul is a lot further away from Pyeongchang than I first thought.
How far away would Seoul be?
About an hour and a half, on a train.
How far is Pyongyang from Seoul?
I don't know where Pyongyang is, but Pyeongchang.
I think our favourite part, though, Tim, was you were all over the news coverage. Every time there was that beautiful moment of Scotty getting a bit emotional, there was his big brother tapping him on the shoulder. You were on Sunrise every 10 minutes the following morning.
I made sure
morning.
I was in there, yeah.
But we did want the window wipers on the glass because you were crying.
We did want to bring you into the studio to not only remind you that we love you, we're family, we're more family with Scotty and Celia, your mum, and we love all of you,
Sean,
all the James
family. Brother.
Sean's great too, and your sister, she's Beck. She's an international stylist. She's amazing.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to thank you from the bottom of our hearts, because you went to Korea and it was a big moment for your family, and we were trying to get make you work. And look, to be honest, you didn't work very hard because you didn't get as much.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to show you our thanks by giving you a little present.
Oh, wow.
Firstly, we know how much you love Kinder Surprises.
Oh.
So there's some Kinder Surprises.
Wow, Kinder Regals.
And and then who could forget
Tim, eggs as well.
Yeah, Kinder Eggs. Now, Tim, you, before Scotty went to the Olympic Games, you did say, remember, that you are a massive fan of Mumford and Sons.
Yes.
And Scotty was in LA and he got a photo with Mark Mumford, who is your biggest.
Mm.
He's your number one, isn't he?
He is.
So your famous brother is arm in arm with Mumford and Sons, and he thought you might like to see that picture, but it just hurt, didn't it?
Just rubbed it in. I actually went to a Mumford and Sons concert. I was in the front row and I was crying.
Again, you like to cry a bit.
Emotional person.
Yeah,
you are.
Well, look what we've got you. This is a vinyl.
Wow.
Record of Mumford and Sons.
Wow.
Byron, how important is that?
Word.
Is that good?
That is limited edition. Look
limited
at that.
Limited edition.
That is amazing.
There we go.
Guys, thank you so much for that. Look at that.
It doesn't stop there, Tim.
Who's got record players?
From the moment you said to us, from the moment, Fev, enjoy this moment, Reed. Just building up to something. From the moment you said to us that you loved Mumford and Sons and that your brother had gotten to link arms with Mark Mumford, we tracked him down, and Mark Mumford had this message for you.
Hey Tim, Marcus Mumford here from Mumford & Sons. We recently met your brother Scotty at a gig in LA. We haven't met you yet, but the band will think you'll be a lot cooler. Thanks for listening to our music. We really appreciate it.
Is that him?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Who is it?
It's him.
Mark Mumford.
Mark Mumford. So not Marcus Mumford.
Marcus.
It's Marcus
Mumford. Or it might be one of Leon's mates, Jake.
Okay. He met him at Glastonbury.
There.
That went down well.
Well, we were hoping you'd fall for that. Anyway, enjoy your vinyl, your record.
Thank you.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
With Fifi, Fev and Byron.
That's right. Now, we ask a question and all we need is one caller. It's such a niche, obscure question, though. We honestly sometimes wonder, has anyone experienced this? So we said 131060. Is anyone listening? Has anyone been on a missing person list?
Great question.
Intriguing to find out why they were on it, how they were on it, and what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
or
I
whether
just
we
said,
even get one.
Well, my suggestion was I think it would happen all the time. And it's no coincidence that...
Oh, yeah, all right. There's one here, but will it be?
We got one!
We never know until we get more detail,
Pete. I know. Well, we've got Stuart in Cranbourne. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Stuart. Well, we got one, so that's a brownie point to us. But I guess the question is, Stuart, how were you a missing person?
I actually went on a bender for 2 days and my wife reported me missing.
No.
No, yes. Byron, that's a missing
just
person.
Just a bloke who went out to a pub.
No, you said, the question is, were you a missing person? I'm accepting Stuart.
We haven't clearly defined missing person. All right.
If you've gone to the police to report someone missing, that is a missing person.
Did you see the story? It's a bit similar to the guy, the story on the yesterday made the news, the guy with the kayak. Went out fishing for sharks with his mate, fell in, left his kayak out there, and all the missing people, all the search and the boats.
He was a missing person.
He went everywhere. Fishing.
But he just left his kayak there. He was at home.
Is that the only caller that, I mean, there were other ones. What are they, Leon?
Yeah, they're all just relatives and friends of. Stuart was actually on the list.
Okay. There we go. We got Stuart.
Just felt like there wasn't enough. It would have been good to get a better one. Like, we got one, but it was just a guy. We should have said, have you been on a missing?
Now. You're the one who came up with the question.
Did you go missing for a couple of years and then turn up? Maybe we should have asked that.
Well, you can't.
You said can we ask for a missing person? I said, Byron, that's a stupid question to ask. We did it. We got one, and now you're complaining.
We hope you loved that Fifi, Fem and Byron catch-up. You'll also love ultra-fast NBN with iPrimus on supercharged speed for 24 months. Or you can leave within 30 days with no termination fees. Visit iprimus.com.au.